Police are investigating complaints about Twitter comments made by BNP leader Nick Griffin. The MEP tweeted the address of a gay couple who won a court case against the Christian owners of a bed and breakfast, who refused to let them stay in a double room. Mr. Griffin tweeted that British justice team would give them a bit of drama. I spoke to Mr. Griffin earlier today.
It's a fundamental human right, and it's a right in ancient British, very sensitive English law, when Englishman's home is his castle, and that means that everybody has the right to discriminate. Why on earth should anyone, whether they're gay, straight, black or white, be forced to have people they don't want to have in their home?
He went on to claim that he feels the story is being looked at from the wrong perspective.
I would say the story is about an innocent Christian couple having £3,500 plus gouged out of them by a pair of militant homosexuals and by a very powerful lobbying organisation, Liberty. They're the people that I feel sorry for. They're the ones we should be thinking about.
However, the BNP leader did claim that he's not wholeheartedly behind the bed and breakfast owners.
I'm not necessarily behind them. My wife and I, before we were married, we were turned away from a place once because they wouldn't accept us there as we weren't a married couple. I personally think that's wrong, but people are entitled to feel that way and to act on it.
Mr. Griffin also claimed that the legislation surrounding discrimination should be changed.
The entire discrimination legislation and all the human rights compensation legislation all needs to be abolished. We need to restore to decent, ordinary adults the right to make up their own minds.
Lesbian, gay and transgender activist Jonathan Holmes hit back at Griffin after the MEP's comments on Twitter.
Nick Griffin was elected to a position of responsibility and he should really realise that he should use that responsibility carefully. I think it's absolutely disgraceful, the fact that he's used and abused his Twitter account to publish the information of this couple when they've done absolutely nothing wrong. You know, they were well within their rights to pursue this case, and I think it's absolutely outrageous that Nick Griffin has done this. I agree with the fact that his Twitter account was suspended, and I'm glad the offending tweets have been removed. However, the information is out there now, and it's very disturbing, really.
President of the University of Lincoln Students' Union LGBT Society, Emily Rose Grix, gave her reaction to the situation.
I don't understand how they can be in the wrong. They've approached the hotel, wanting to stay there, and they're turned away on their sexuality. You wouldn't expect to go to a hotel if you was black and be turned away for that reason. So why go to a hotel and be turned away for the reason that you get? Don't agree with that at all. I think discrimination is probably the most horrible thing that happens within the world. It's terrible. I don't agree with discrimination against any of the groups that are discriminated against, not just the LGBT community.